Buddy, it's Roger and James here, Farm the Disc Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about May 5th, Revenge of the Sith, and kind of the whole like Star Wars week of that was. Because, as per usual, May the 4th is always that kind of event where there's lots and lots of Star Wars stuff going on, and lots of announcements, lots of things going on. But also, in some ways, it's a little bit laxer. It was a little bit of an odd one. I was a little bit surprised there wasn't a little bit more made of it. And we'll go into that a little bit detail. But what were your initial impressions of like the May the 4th, Revenge of the 5th weekend kind of thing?
Not too much, honestly. I've still been busy with moving and getting stuff, so I didn't get to spend too much time thinking about it. Personally, I also think of it as May the 4th and Revenge of the 6th. I don't know. It always seems to roll a little bit better than the 5th. But yeah. I don't think there's an official on that one. And then also the 5th, of course, is also Cinco de Mayo, which is a whole completely different non-Star Warsy thing. So
yeah, there's that. Cocoa Day, isn't it?
Yeah, sure, Cocoa Day. Go with that. May the 4th, you know, it's one of those weird things where it's Star Wars, but it's not Star Wars. And the last several years, I've normally found at least a couple of things worth checking out, like maybe at Target or Best Buy. Definitely at the Lego store. It's one of the few times Lego has discounts. But this year, there was nothing that I was like, I need to go out and buy that. No,
yeah.
This is... especially Lego. I was really disappointed with the Lego offerings this year.
Well, they only really had, what was it, that Y-Wing, like, collector's edition.
Right, the UCS Y-Wing. But that wasn't on sale. That was just... That was the first day it was available, which is cool. The UCS series is very cool, but expensive. Very expensive.
Yeah. I mean, they had a free BB-8 poly bag that they were giving away on the stores and online. The online did have 20% off, but to be fair, like, Amazon quite often has 33%. It wasn't a huge thing. I didn't put a late in order. I'm in that kind of zone right now where I'm just pre-Disney. I'm just thinking I need just to... I literally have... like sets of Lego that I still haven't got around to building because I'm moving house as well. And it was just like, yeah, nothing really kind of jumped out to me to get. But I think the problem, again, there was a Star Wars event over at Lego in the Legolands. One of our writers for the group, for the site, he went to a press event in the Orlando one and said it was a fantastic time. He's going to have a write-up and stuff up on the site as well. So that was... it was interesting to see like Legoland pushing it more than Disney.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't read anything about the Legoland, but that doesn't surprise me. I've actually never been to Legoland, but I gather it's much more kid oriented, much younger audience than Disney. And yes, I realize Disney is primarily a kid, but they always make sure to include stuff for adults too. I gather Lego has a little bit less than that, but maybe someday if I have a niece or nephew, I can take there. Maybe.
Yes. But, yeah. I had the same thing with the one in London. It's like, I've never quite gone, but it's, when you look at the map, it was like, there's nothing a huge amount there jumping out for me personally. But keeping on the Star Wars front, I think the biggest problem with this year's event, first off, Disney don't seem to like push it too much. There's quite a lot of little announcements and little stuff, but in some ways I can see why they're like, we don't want to announce too much stuff because it just gets drowned out in a sea of Star Wars memes and it's not maybe productive enough. Because I think a lot of people have high expectations for lots of major announcements, and this wasn't really anything major. They're making announcements before and after, but it's almost like it just gets drowned out on that day.
Yeah, and that's probably the case. I mean, this is a fan holiday. It's kind of one that the fans came up with and then the retailers latched onto. It was not something that Disney actually did, which is normally not the case. Normally these kind of things are Disney because they did like the Force Friday and all that, which was just an arbitrary day, really. And they didn't have anything. There wasn't any major Solo news, although... sometime this weekend, they did announce that the ticket sales for Solo are currently breaking at least Star Wars records, which, is a good sign for the movie. Obviously, we have had neutral things to say about the movie, kind of apathy, but clearly people want to go see the movie. So that's good. That's good news, but it's not, May the 4th news.
No, I mean, we had like some Funko Mystery Minis, but for me, also announced, but for me... I think the biggest problem with this is the, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, was the this wishy-washy launch of Solo merchandise. I really wish that they'd actually kind of got themselves together a bit and had all of the Solo stuff all out on May the 4th. That, because there was supposed to be May the 4th, which a lot of the, like the UK stuff, a lot of it wasn't in the stores, I don't think, till May the 4th. I mean, the Disney store in the UK got all the Black series, it got all the bits and pieces, all the Lego sets all went up there, a load of books. Whereas in America, things have been creeping out on stores for weeks. The Wookiee weekend that kind of came and went because Toys R Us kind of, I think that blew up that idea. I can't help but feel like it was a bit of a messy all over the place. And again, May the 4th never really kind of pushed from Star Wars. It, even on the Star Wars website, they didn't really seem to be pushing a huge amount.
Right. And it only just occurred to me, like, there's also normally video game stuff going on, you know. Star Wars Battlefront 2 had a double XP weekend. Good Old Games and Steam also had sales. Good Old Games got the Star Wars Pod Racer, with, I guess, the Nintendo 64 game, which is great. That's one of the few Episode 1 tie-in games that anybody had good things to say about. I'll probably wait for it to come out on Steam and play it there. But in terms of sales, even like, a lot of those were fairly typical. The only things that caught my eye were a couple of pinball tables for Pinball FX 2 or 3, sorry.
Yeah.
Which I didn't have yet. But even those sales were only 50% off, which certainly sounds like a lot. But that's the normal sale for Pinball FX tables once they've been on out for a little while. So.
Yeah, just I mean, it's like that pod race. Pod racing, that was good. I kind of wish it's like you've gone all to that effort, you know, popping it onto consoles and would have just helped. It for me is that kind of thing. When so it just drops on PC, it's a bit like, oh, so you kind of only did like a half job, you know, you didn't do the proper. It's like for me as a console player, I'd look at my PC and say, like, I don't play games on it. It's not my kind of thing. Had that been out on PlayStation 4 or Xbox or Switch, that would have been probably quite a nice boost on, but I think it is exclusive to GOG.
It'll be, if it follows the other Star Wars retro releases like X-Wing and Rebel Assault, it'll be on GOG probably for 6 months to a year, and then it'll show up on Steam. But I agree, these games need to pop over to Xbox, Switch, PlayStation 4, because there is a market for them. A couple of them did go on to PlayStation 4 when the first Battlefront came out. I think they had that patch, or that offer when it came out,
bundle. Yeah, I mean, there again, like Xbox had all those backwards compatible go on last week, so that kind of filled that void a little bit. If you wonder, I'll be honest, I've just got to a point now where, I'm happy to have these older games come in, drop in on like Games with Gold or PlayStation Plus, but I'm not buying backwards compatible games anymore because A, they usually get given to me for free, but also I just never get around to playing them. I've got so many Xbox 360 games stacked up on my console that I've never played, and because there's always something new out. And that's kind of, you know, do I want to go back and play a 15-year-old Star Wars title, or do I want to play God of War this weekend? It's not too difficult.
It normally isn't that difficult, and yeah, I've got the God of War statue hanging out right over here, but yeah, there are times, though, when, you know, so what you want to do is load up Star Wars Force Unleashed and slaughter a whole bunch of stormtroopers. And,
yeah.
But yeah, I would say 9 times out of 10, why am I going to go back and play the original Lego Star Wars when I've got Lego Force Awakens, or I've got, you know, whatever the new crazy hotness is, God of War, Legend of Zelda on the Switch, Donkey Kong Country just came out, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, which itself is a remaster, so in a sense it's the same thing, but it's a brand new title if you didn't have a Wii U, which I think
I didn't.
Neither of us had a Wii U, so it's a new title for us.
It's just a bit of an odd one, really. I thought just in general, May 4th was, it didn't help as well that the website decided that was a good day for one of the plugins to throw a complete wobbly. And my host to then turn around and go, there's an error on your thing, we've disabled you. Like, no, May 4th was my main day. Don't take the site down on May 4th. I'm a Star Wars site. So I spent hours trying to fix the site rather than, and I'm like going, and even then when I'm looking for stories and going, is this, there wasn't a huge amount, but generally I was a bit like, meh, wasn't really blown away by this weekend.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier, Solo's coming out in about a month, give or take, and or a month and a half.
2 weeks?
Less
two,
than a month.
Weeks.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks. Sorry, I keep thinking it's April, and it's the end of May is when it comes out. But, I feel like they didn't really want to tread on the Solo hype building up to it. You know, Lando, the new Lando, was on Saturday Night Live over here, so the hype train is really starting to roll. And I feel like May the 4th kind of got in the way for them in that one. This should have been a weekend of hyping Solo, and it wasn't.
Yeah, or even better, I can see why they didn't do Solo on May 4th, because of obviously Infinity War, but that would have been a nice little tie-in. But I can't help but wonder if, like, Infinity War is just destroying it at the box office. And that's the thing. I did have a chuckle with one of my staff this week when she turned around. She's only like 16 or so, and never seen a Star Wars movie. She started singing. She was humming the song because they were all making fun because it was May 4th. And then she turned around and went, oh yeah, I've been hearing lots of people talking about Infinity War. I should go see that. And like me and a couple of other ones like looked at each other like, yeah, you really don't know how. And we just started laughing just like, you're just us wrong on so many levels. I can't help but wonder how many other people have thought the same thing.
Yeah, probably. You know, it's all the hype right now is Infinity War, and we'll be talking about that in a couple minutes time, but a day or two for your time.
Yes.
So.
Other Star Wars stuff coming up this week. We're going to be talking about the X-Wing 2.0 second edition, and also the Dark Side Run. That's James. We're going to be doing an episode on that as well later this week. But on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. As you can see, we're both in moving zone at the minute. So we're, I've just got boxes and stuff. So thank you very much for joining us. Be sure to check us out over at DiscKingdom.com. Subscribe, like, follow, etc. And we'll be back with another episode soon. Later.